This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Welcome to the show. Hour number two, Usual Suspects, Barry, Nick, Joel on a Monday, which has been a fun day thanks to the NBA and free agency, amongst other things. And with that, you guys have been predominantly focused on that topic in hour number one. Willie, you have been with us and holding patiently, and we appreciate you. Welcome into the show. What's up?
Hey, guys, just listening there, you stole a lot of my thunder, but I'll just say this. You know, as long as Golden State is still together, I really don't know what we're talking about here. I mean, LeBron's a great player and all that good stuff. And I heard that Golden State is in talks with Tyreke Evans and Dwight Howard. Man, I mean, they pull those two guys in. I mean, and I really don't understand the LeBron move. I kind of agree with what was said earlier. I think he's going over there without championships in mind. He's kind of content, and he's like, you know, I'm going to, you know, change things up, go and chill out in sunny L.A. because I don't get it. It's like he left, you know, he joined the same team that he left, you know, with maybe Magic, you know, whispering sweet nothings in his ears about, you know, future promises. But other than that, I don't see it. I don't think anything's changing. Everybody's goal in the NBA should be to break up the wars. So that happens, I don't know what we're talking about here. Thanks, guys. I'll hang up and listen.
Appreciate it, Willie.
Yeah, appreciate you. Hey, and don't forget, I mean, that was kind of my point. This seems like a move of championships are secondary. It's time for me to get what I should have been getting a long time ago in a bigger market. And don't forget the fact that LeBron, outside of basketball, big is time. Doing a lot of entertainment producing. He has documentaries. He's doing a game show. He's got a production company.
He's about to be worth a billion, right?
That's right. So there's a lot. He's also, I have a feeling, posturing himself for a post-career move in the entertainment business by being in L.A. He already had a home in L.A. So I think, to me, the way that this went down and the fact that there was nothing else already in place that we're aware of or that was even leaked is this was as much about his entertainment, his star power, and his post-NBA career as it was about a basketball move. Just my opinion, though.
See Kobe Bryant, please.
Yeah.
What'd Kobe Bryant do the minute he done playing basketball? Yep. Production company. Production company in movies, production company in television. Actually, LeBron's production company from a television perspective, way ahead of Kobe Bryant, because LeBron and his production company are involved in up to 8 to 10 shows right now.
That's why he wants to be in L.A.?
What's the one where the it's like the Plinko game?
That's the one I was talking about, game show that he has.
Yeah, he's already got that one, but he's got 7 more there. He's getting into movies.
Plus all the pizza places.
All of his Blaze pizzas. He's made already $35 million just on investing in Blaze Pizzeria. You're right. So that factors into it, too. His shoes. Because of shoe deals and how much money is brought to the table by guys with signature shoes, you don't think that debuting and pushing shoes in L.A. is going to create much more of a windfall than it would be starting in Cleveland before it hits national, when they start debuting things and having parties and showcase shoes and things like that? Dude, this from an off-the-court perspective is a no-brainer. Absolute no-brainer.
Yeah. So somebody had texted or tweeted and said, well, Cavs are suggesting now that they're open to talks for Kevin Love. Any interest in Kevin Love as a Rocket?
You got to give to get.
Exactly. And that was my response is, you have nothing to offer them unless they're willing to take on Ryan Anderson's contract and want a role player. Because that's all you're... And maybe Eric Gordon could go there and start for them.
You can check.
But outside of that, what are they doing?
What are you going to give him?
You can check to verify this, but if I believe they both have 2 years left on their deal. We know Ryan Anderson does. No, no, no. Kevin Love. So if Anderson's got 2 at $20 million...
Yep.
And Love's got 2 at whatever he's making. Why would the Cleveland Cavaliers want to ride with Ryan Anderson for 2 more years and get what he brings to the table as opposed to riding out Kevin Love for 2 more years? There's got to be something that makes sense and makes Cleveland want to do that.
Tanking.
Otherwise, but even
lottery.
I guess, but you can still do that. You're still going to be bad with Kevin Love. But
Kevin Love is making 24 and 25 over the next 2 years.
He's got 2 left.
So you're
going
to save $10 million over the next 2 years. You bring in a Ryan Anderson, pick up an Eric Gordon in the trade, maybe a draft pick or two. And if you tell the Rockets, hey, look, we'll take him. We'll give you Kevin Love,
Well, you got to get more back then. If you're
going to give us two, maybe three draft picks, you're going to give us Eric Gordon, who's a tradable piece to go get some more draft picks somewhere else, and we'll take Ryan Anderson's contract.
They won't do that.
You save $10 million. You pick up three draft picks to rebuild your team. You get a commodity that you could trade to another team, even at the trade deadline, that's looking for a shooter in Eric Gordon. That would make sense.
You wouldn't have to give up Eric Gordon. I mean, that's the thing where the saving of $10 million and then future draft picks is what they'd want, because you don't want to have Eric Gordon on your books for any length of time either. And like you said, if they're truly doing that, then they truly want to tank to try and get picks.
Well, I mean, I don't think at this point that, I mean, and how bad does this look now with the Kyrie trade and letting, you know, trading Kyrie Irving, getting Isaiah Thomas, and then moving Thomas for a bunch of young guys that are like, okay. It's just that I feel like the Cavs basically have to start over at this point now.
The only thing that would help that situation for the Rockets, in my opinion, is if Kevin Love expressed interest in not being a Cleveland Cavalier anymore. Like, he requests a trade.
He said then he liked
leverage,
it. There.
But yeah, if he said he liked it, then I feel like the leverage is still with Cleveland.
Said he liked it there when LeBron was still on the roster.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't think Cleveland looks quite as attractive when
Hell no.
It looks like garbage.
Yeah. Exactly. So. If I'm the Rockets, I would pursue. I would certainly. If I'm Daryl Morey, I'd certainly call Cleveland. Hey, so you guys done? Are you going to try next year or what? Because we'll take Kevin Love off your hands. He fits perfectly here.
But does Kevin Love give you more than Eric Gordon in terms of, like, think how many times that Eric Gordon saved their bacon when Harden's doesn't have it going, or if Paul's out hurt, or. He was one of those guys where he could give you 20, 27 points when you need him. I get Love's a three-point shooter.
Yeah, and he's the stretch four that you're looking for. If you sign Capella, he can back up Capella and play the five when Capella's out or in foul trouble. He's a guy that fits this roster perfectly from the standpoint of, we talk about guys on this team that play that are flex. They play multiple positions. Kevin Hybrids, Love can play three, four, or five. He can shoot like a stretch four or a three. So he makes sense on this team to me because of his versatility and his ability to do the things that this team is looking for a superstar to do. And he's your third superstar.
And it makes sense, and I would love for him to be a Rocket. But at the same time, if I was Kevin Love, you know what I mean, I'd be done with these sorry cities anyway. I mean, what made Cleveland attractive was LeBron.
Yeah.
He comes from Minnesota. Then he goes to Cleveland. Well, I'm done playing in these sorry cities. Sorry.
When he was with Minnesota, the whole thing was he and Westbrook, UCLA guys, West Coast guys.
Shut your whore mouth.
The thing was that when both of them were free, Westbrook and Love were going to both go to L.A. because they went to UCLA. They're both West Coast guys. They wanted to get back there. The only reason why Love changed his whole plan of attack was the fact that he got to play with LeBron.
Yeah.
So now that LeBron's gone, why wouldn't you want to head back to the West Coast?
I'm sorry to crap all over that city, but God, that city's got to look like garbage right now. Like, if he thought it looked like garbage when LeBron was there, he really thinks it looks like garbage right now. There's no way. I would hate to live in Cleveland.
Well, at least they upgraded. I mean, look, it used to be called The Mistake by the Lake. Then they got a new baseball stadium, the new arena, and then they upgraded I think they might even got a new stadium for the Browns, too. So at least they started to get more modernized, and it's not quite an armpit. But, yeah, it's a lot different when the greatest athlete on the planet today, professional, goes away, changes everything.
So this was I just Googled it real quick, Kevin Love trade rumors. Per The Athletic's Jason Lloyd, multiple sources around the NBA are saying the Cavs are indeed open to trading him. They would. This would represent a change in the way that they were heading into next season. Joe Vardon reported on Saturday that the reigning Eastern Conference champs had no intention of dealing Love because they, quote, would rather try to make the playoffs than immediately begin rebuilding without their icon.
In the East, you can make the playoffs by crapping the
good
bed.
Good luck. Yeah, that's true.
Have fun. All right, we'll continue to roll on. Still a few things here and there to touch base on before we move on, but we do have plenty more to talk about, including the Astros, who had a really rough series in Tampa.
Tampa Bay Rays are
stop resting fire. All those guys. I don't know, but we'll talk about that. We can talk about some baseball and whatever's on your mind you want to get off your chest. 713-780-3776. HRNP listener line. Call, text, hit us on Twitter. Back with more of hour number two on The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
Restaurant to go to?
Do you know where I could find an organic Vietnamese taco truck around here?
Visit culturemap.com to get the latest restaurant and bar news from Culture Map food editor Eric Sandler. This
is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, here we go. Back with the big show. It is The Usual Suspects on a Monday on ESPN 97.5. Please remember, at 3 o'clock hour, we will be simulcasting on SportsMap 94.1 as well, as we continue to at least get a sniff of the pie that everybody else gets to share on a daily basis. So we appreciate that. Damn Stephen A. Smith.
That's right.
So here's the other thing that I was mentioning to you guys as we kind of put a bow on all this NBA stuff. And Roman, we see you. We'll get you in here. The Thunder just signed Nerlens Noel. The signing that they made early in the wee hours of Sunday that was a bigger impact than Paul George, in my opinion, was re-signing Jeremy Grant. Because in doing those two moves, they are so grossly over the cap as it is, and they continue to sign. That tells me right off the top, they are going to spread out Carmelo Anthony and get rid of him, get him off the books, let him sign wherever the hell he wants to go, and take. And so they have the ability to take his $28 million they owe him for his final year and spread it out over 5 years. It all comes off the cap, and they can start adding pieces that can actually enhance and help the Thunder roster so that they might be able to win this year instead of just having big-name max contracts that aren't doing anything.
That has to be what was told to Paul George to keep him in OKC. They had to have said, look, we can't do nothing about Russell Westbrook, but at least he's an MVP and he gives you a chance to win.
Mm-hmm.
But we can try to move Carmelo. You know, we're hearing LeBron's going to go to L.A. And
you really think they told him that? I'm just saying that
might make sense. Is that, look, we're going to these are our planned moves. Don't think for a minute.
I think Barry's right.
That these teams don't tell their stars, yes, that they're trying to convince.
No question.
Here's our plan. Look, come here. Come into our office. Look at our board. That's who we're pursuing. This is who we can fit into the salary cap. This is who we've talked to about trading these persons to. They show them all. They put all of the cards on the table.
I've been privy to some of those meetings, and it absolutely happens. And if it doesn't, then the people in the front office are idiots.
How else do you convince these guys to come?
I guarantee you, Barry's right, that they went to Paul George and said, we are still going to make moves to make this team better. Yep. Because if you're Paul George, at least you have the prospects and the young talent and Magic Johnson and going back home as things that you can be patient and tolerant with, as you know they try and get better. But when you look at how cap-strung that the Thunder are and you look at their roster, how could they get any better?
Yeah.
So what happens then in my mind in terms of the Oklahoma City thing is, once they do that with Carmelo, Carmelo's free to sign with anybody. He works out in L.A. all offseason. He and LeBron are buddies. At least for 1 year, if not longer, he'll go with LeBron to L.A. and say, let me try and get you through the West this year and also resurrect my reputation, because I'm going to be free at the end of the year. So I'm willing to do some things I might not, even if it means coming off the bench, which he wasn't willing to do.
It's interesting, because I would agree that with a star like Paul George, that you definitely give him some sort of rundown, like Barry was mentioning on a board or something, about what the plans are. But if you're saying that he's used, you know, they're using the fact that, hey, we're planning on getting rid of Carmelo as an incentive to sign Paul George, that means Paul George didn't like Carmelo.
Yeah.
Which, well, and I don't know if there was an indicator. Perhaps there was and I missed it. But that's just crazy to me.
Well, what
it
was those two guys want to win more than anything else. And they get along, Westbrook and George. And in the playoffs, there was no getting around the fact, not only was Melo bad, but Melo was coming off the bench cold as ice and shooting 37-footers and just running from three-point line to three-point line. Not, we knew he didn't play defense. But not only that, but those guys were not getting shots and not getting better chances to make shots because Carmelo was taking every shot.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nah. I mean, but it must be nice. Be honest with you, as much hate as he gets, it's got to be great to be Carmelo Anthony if that's what happens. He gets his last year of his contract broken up over, what, I don't know, 3-4 seasons?
Probably like 5 years, yep.
And then gets another paycheck. Oh, that's just amazing money. I'd be doing so many bad things with that kind of money. Oh man. I don't see. And another thing, like, you consider Trevor Ariza getting that 1 year, $15 million. He's kind of closer to home, too. And he's on a sorry team that's probably not going to do very well. I'd be partying this year, too.
Consider Trevor's already won a ring. So he's not chasing what everybody else late in their career is chasing.
Exactly.
And this is his last chance probably to get the home run deal. He's got to take that deal or he's never going to recoup that money. So anywhere else on the open market, Trev's probably getting 6, 8, maybe 9. He got 6, 7 million extra. It's only 1 year, and then he'll go back next year, be on the market, and he can get his 8, 9, 6,
everybody's
7,
going to L.A. after their year. Everybody's going to L.A.
Oh, everybody
Trevor's
wants
be in
to.
L.A.
Don't
all
sleep
these cats
on that.
Are going to
You're absolutely right. In Trevor's case, UCLA guy, L.A. guy, born and raised. Trevor go, I'll finish my career with LeBron, and LeBron likes me. I'll go there.
They'll probably, I mean, with the way money's being thrown out, $8 million a year is not that bad for Trevor.
He won't even get that, and he won't care, because from a veteran's minimum standpoint, he'll take that. He got his payday
year. What's the vet's minimum right now? I don't even know.
Depends on how many years he's been in the league.
Couple mil.
Okay. But for the caller we had earlier that wanted to know about Golden State too, also they're in discussions with Jamal Crawford. Yeah. Jamal Crawford at veterans minimum is about 5.4. So
let's take Roman's call. Yeah. He wants to talk Rockets. Roman, what's up, man?
I wanted to talk about what the Rockets should do in the offseason. What do you guys think who they should go after? Because I think they should go after, like, y'all brought in the point about Carmelo. I think they should go for Carmelo.
Why?
Turn your radio down, Chief.
Just hang on. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we appreciate the call.
We just spent an hour and 20 minutes.
Yeah, I was going to say, we'd appreciate it more if you were listening.
Go back to the podcast, because we've talked about all the different options that the Rockets have with Capella and moves.
The only thing that he asked that we didn't.
We kind of are moving on from basketball at this point.
You dodged the biggest bullet ever when they were chasing Melo's ass last year.
You don't, Roman.
You think Melo would have fit in?
Roman, you don't want Carmelo Anthony on this team. You just don't.
You know what Carmelo would have brought last year? 0-35 instead of 0-27 from three in game seven. Exactly. That's what he would have brought last year.
That is an absolutely great point.
That's what you would have gotten.
Yeah.
So, all right.
So there was this thing. Are we going to switch gears? Are we moving
absolutely.
On? There was this thing, because I don't want to cheat the Astros and talk to it with it like 3 or 4 minutes left in the segment. But I did see this tweet that came out. This was on Bro Bible. And Paris Hilton was like, hey, tell me something I don't know. Which, if you're Paris Hilton, it's pretty ballsy to just throw that out there.
That was it?
Hey, guys, tell me something I don't know. And because you know that the internet is ruthless and mean, right?
That was all she put.
That was it. She just put, tell me something I don't know, ...
Did anybody say she has
no
talent?
By the way,
you can't sing, for starters.
I was just going to say, you have no talent.
No, but first of all, she put ... which drives me insane. If you're going to use the ellipsis or the ... it's 3 dots. It's never 4, not 2, it's not 5. It's 3 dots. If you do anything other than that, you're a communist and I hate you. Okay. So,
but you're not mean to our listeners.
So tell me something I don't know. And here were some of the responses that she got. Some of this is actually pretty fascinating, and I don't know if it's true, but every odd number that exists has the letter E in it. And I'm going 1, 3, 5, 7, 9, 11. That's wild. 13. That's crazy.
That is crazy.
333. That's insane. Yeah. Okay. Didn't know that.
She's like, what's an E?
Yeah.
That's pretty good, Nick.
Hippos have pink sweat. I didn't know that. This dude, Fraser Brown, sent a bunch of them. Most toilets flush in E flat. France was still executing people by guillotine when the first Star Wars movie came out in 79.
What?
There is a town in Canada called Dildo. All swans in England belong to the Queen. I didn't know that. And no piece of square paper can be folded more than 7 times in half. So all things that she probably didn't know. Here's more stuff that she was sent on the internet. Sloths don't fart. That's fascinating. I'm definitely not a sloth. In the state of Utah, it's illegal to have sex with the lights on.
What?
Yeah. Your body contains about 1.6 pounds of phosphorus. If you're living in the U.S., it was probably dug up in Florida. If you're living in Europe, it came from Morocco. And Lake City, Minnesota is the birthplace of water skiing.
You can't have sex with the lights on?
I was
going to
say, try and enforce that one. Hey, yeah, exactly. I saw you face down, ass up. That's a violation.
I like stopped listening to the rest of them when you said that.
Really?
Like, yeah, that's so weird.
That's the weird one? The fact that hippos sweat pink?
Okay,
isn't weird?
It's an animal that, I mean, I didn't know that, obviously, but it's, I mean, what did you think? You think all animals sweat the same? I mean, it's, like, you would expect something like that to be a little different.
Animals don't sweat in colors. At least I don't know. Now I found out they do. I didn't think they did. Yeah.
It's Utah, so you're really surprised that they have any weird rules
probably
about
better,
sex.
It's probably better for them to
that too. To, I mean, to you've seen Utah. You've seen Mormon women, right?
I'm not a part of this conversation.
Save. I'm talking Utah. Mormon
Barry Laminack. Just so yeah, what's his name doesn't call in. So Hooligan Harry or whatever is, calls in and thinks whatever. I said it.
Oh yeah, that's what I need, another call.
I might.
The Holy Roman Empire was neither holy nor Roman nor an empire. 14 human feet have washed up ashore in British Columbia since 2008.
Oh God.
14 human feet, just randomly. Any right angled triangle, the square of the length of the hypotenuse. Oh, yeah. The square of the length of the hypotenuse equals the sum of the squares of the lengths of the other two sides. You know that she just saw that and went, this isn't even in English.
But can we get to that sloth thing? Yeah. How do they not fart?
Pink, I love pink. I guess I love hippos. And then the last one is Ariously is the shortest word with all the vowels appearing in alphabetical order. So A E I O U.
There was a few fun facts in them that I appreciate for sure.
Yeah. So that's what happened on Twitter today. Eric has a question about the Rockets. I thought we moved on. Are we not moving on from the Rockets?
Well, we didn't cap it.
We're
I didn't
for
tell
the peeps.
Okay. Well, we have to go to break.
All right.
I swear, if he asked us if the
Rockets
should
add. So, what do you think the Rockets should do? Do you think the Rockets should get Melo?
You know what Eric that is, right? It's probably Eric Long, and he's going to ask a ridiculous question about Carmelo Anthony, and I will ban him from the show if he does.
You guys.
This better be a legit question, Eric. That's all I'm going to say.
If it's Eric Wong, there's a bunch of Erics that call.
Can you guys give me some names to consider for who the Rockets might be picking up? Okay. Yeah. Hey, we'll be back with more. Second half of the show is right around the corner, and that means a whole lot to get to, including the Astros and at least one more Rockets question. Don't go anywhere. It's the Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
90 in the books, 90 still to go. It is the big show.
That's how you do it.
On ESPN Radio, it is the Usual Suspects. Barry, Nick, Joel, ready to take you through the second half. A lot of Rockets, a lot of NBA in the first hour and a half.
Rightfully so, though.
Sure.
We usually try to keep it moving and keep it, you know, light and sportsy and fun and all that. But
I really hope it's Eric Wong.
I think it warranted.
If it is, let's keep in mind that he tried to bring a regular call last time.
He did. So we're just going to forgive all the other
nonsense? I didn't say that. You're the police on that. I mean, you banned OU Mike for a while. That's look how good he's turned out.
Okay.
So you taught him a lesson. Tough
love.
We'll see.
Because again, I love our listeners and you guys don't.
Here we go. Okay. So you keep crapping on him, but it's me and Nick. Got it.
Who crapped on who? I didn't crap on anybody.
Go back and listen to the show. The podcast will tell you all you need to know.
I would never listen to this show. No way.
Okay. That's another great question.
Next they're going to be like, what are you talking about? All right, let's do it. Eric has a question about the Rockets. Eric, what's up?
Hey, guys. Great show. I just have a couple questions. I know this is a little bit too early, but if the Rockets are struggling, do you see them making any trades during the midseason in order to compete? If CP3 gets injured, of course, or is there any players out there that are looking to get traded? And what's the probability of Kawhi actually going to the Lakers? I was stationed in the military in San Antonio, and they wouldn't piss on the Lakers if they were on fire. I hung up the list. Thanks, guys.
All right. A couple things before you get started, because I can see you already. From the standpoint of the Lakers, like I said, it's bargaining power. Right now, the Lakers have all the cards because whatever team the Spurs are looking to get assets and future assets from and talented players, they're going to make contact with Kawhi and his people, and Kawhi and his people are going to say, no chance we sign any kind of extension with you. There's only one place that he wants to go. So he's going to be a rental, and then he's going to go elsewhere. So essentially, if you want the assets, the only team that can give you a solid take in return is the Lakers because they want him now.
Yes. I do agree that LA holds all the cards.
Yes.
I mean, they are in the position of power. However, to that point, too, I could even see LeBron James being like, yeah, don't worry about next year. I mean, I got it. I'll handle this, but let's go get Kawhi. Let's go get this. Let's go get that. The advantage that they do get, though, keep in mind, the one reason you would want to trade for Kawhi and Kawhi would want the trade to happen is that when you re-up, you can pay a guy on your roster more money. So it might make sense if he gets traded and he's there a year under the trade that when you go to re-up him, you can pay him more money in free agency, and that would be a reason why both Kawhi.
But if you're the Lakers, why would you do that when you know that's where he wants to be?
Because I mean, Kawhi could say, hey, you know what? I want to be there, but I can go to New York. I can go to that market. I can go to the Knicks. I can go to Philly. I can go to Boston. I can go to these big East Coast markets, too, and blow up just as big. Or I can go to L.A. And, you know, LeBron is like, hey, look, give him what he wants. Let's get Kawhi here. Let's go win some championships. It's in everybody's best interest. That would be my argument as to why.
Okay.
Whether you're buying it or not.
Why do you disagree, Joe? I mean, I'm just curious.
Does that make sense? Does that not make sense?
No, I'm saying because from when we say who's holding all the cards, it really is just the Lakers because Kawhi has given away all of his cards too by saying there's only one place I want to be after this year, and it's L.A. So essentially, he's kind of eliminating all those different scenarios with all those different teams. Now, granted, everybody wants a max deal, right? So we already know that because of his shoe deal and the fact that they really lowballed him because he's in San Antonio, that they feel like in order to get a big name shoe deal and all the money he feels like he's worthy of he deserves and he's worthy of, that he has to be in a big market. So, yeah, I mean, it could happen, and Barry's scenario absolutely could happen. But I just think the Lakers hold all the cards that they didn't hold Friday. And it's going to be interesting to see how it plays out now. Because if San Antonio, what does San Antonio want to do? Do they just want to start completely over and just give me three number ones and Kuzma and try and get Kuzma and Ingram?
They probably should. I mean, you're not good. You're going to do build around LaMarcus at this point?
Three-player deal. I keep saying it. I still
believe
it.
Three-team deal.
I mean, three-team deal. They can, you know, if Kyrie is expendable in Boston now, and you could land Kyrie and get somebody back from them. And, you know, if Boston could get younger or get a Kuzma or I don't know. Philly, too. I mean, Philly's got some depth as well. There's options out there, especially if they work out a three-player deal or three-team deal. Excuse me. Okay. I can't get that out of my head.
And the backup point guard thing, look.
Can we just get through free agency before we start worried about trade deadline moves?
No,
damn.
Yeah, well, they're always going to be kicking the tires, so they're never going to stop looking to improve the team, regardless of how they play. But the backup point guard, make sure he can shoot. Try not to make it Michael Carter Williams.
Yeah, Salatos on Twitter said, I still believe that LeBron will come to Houston. He's going to ask for a contract refund and bring him here or come to agreement with L.A. They'll be sending him Anderson in exchange for LeBron and Kuzma. Yeah. That's essentially what's happening in this town. I mean, I know that was all tongue-in-cheek, but that's essentially what people are grasping.
How much
are
those billboards cost all over town that has LeBron's face on it?
Whatever they cost, I know my man would probably wish he never did it based on what he went through after that.
Woo, boy. No doubt.
And hey, the chick doing the We Need a King billboard is still up.
Yeah. That's true. All right. You want to do this?
Sure.
Okay. We're moving on from basketball at some point, right? Or do we have to do this all day?
No, we don't have it. It's up to you. You don't even have to take the call.
Let's do it.
I hate the listeners, so crap on them.
I don't hate the listeners.
We'll just follow what the listeners want to do.
Hey, is it so bad that I want to talk other
Lawrence
things?
Lawrence Berry hates you. Welcome to the usual
stuff. No, I don't hate you, Lawrence. God, I love you, Lawrence.
I can't hear y'all. Hello?
Yo, go ahead, man.
Oh, okay. This is LeBron, you know, thing started. But wait. Just wait to the bandwagon, this man. They're going to be like at least 5 million more Lakers fans starting yesterday.
No doubt.
Do y'all agree with me?
I totally agree with you. In fact, as soon as it got announced, my first tweet was a picture of supermarket sweeps with some lady running through a supermarket. And I was like, here's the bandwagon fans in L.A. running to grab a jersey. Totally agree with you.
I hang up and listen.
Appreciate you, Lawrence. Thanks so much, man. That's going to be the disgusting thing is that right now in this town, you can't find three people that are Lakers fans. Well, you couldn't Friday. Now, It's going to be purple and gold all over this town and every other major city in America.
And watch when it's going to be the same thing.
Because I know people that had LeBron Heat jerseys. And then they went out and they dug out their Cavs jersey. And now they're going to have a Lakers LeBron jersey. And they're some of them are right, I mean, to their right, LeBron fans. But damn.
Watch when they come here. Watch how many people are wearing it in the arena.
Purple, yeah. And you know what? The last this year when the Lakers were here, good luck finding 10 people in that arena that had on a Lakers jersey. And now it's going to look like a purple and gold monster threw up in the Toyota Center.
People were looking.
It's going to be everywhere.
Ball jerseys, but no one had the balls to wear one. Now exactly. Everybody's bringing out the purple and gold.
Jose Subias on Twitter said, I need to think of, help me come up with a name for my little girl. Which, congratulations on having a baby. Anaid, which is his wife's name backwards. Did I pronounce that right?
I don't know.
Anaid?
Okay.
It's A-N-A-I-D. Well, you say it how it should be said then. You looked at me like I was an idiot.
No.
He looked like he was confused. He's like, he didn't know.
Yeah, I'm confused because it's a name that it was created from a name backwards. So yeah, there is no official pronunciation.
Diana backwards. Anaid? Anaid? I don't know. I'm Texan, so I pronounce everything wrong. You know
what that tells you? Don't pick that one.
Yeah. Leia from Star Wars.
I like Leia.
Princess Leia or Adriana.
I like Adriana the best.
I like Leia and Adriana. I don't know. I'd probably go. I mean, that's tough. I like Adriana. I'd go with Leia.
If you like pizza.
What?
If you like Adriana, but I'd go with Leia.
If you like pizza, I'd go with Anaid. Otherwise, than that, I'm going Adriana.
So you're going to go. Your vote is Adriana. Yep. Your vote is Leia.
Yeah, I wouldn't go too unique just to be unique because that's when names come up and then they have a crazy childhood and everybody makes fun of them.
And then she never has a chance of winning the name game.
Yeah, that's definitely true.
She
trust in Jesus.
Although I didn't really.
Trust in Jesus.
Yeah, Leia or Adriana. Adriana, I don't know. There's a lot of Adrianas in porn.
That's not true.
God, you are really dragging this thing out.
There are a lot of Adrianas in porn. Go to Pornhub and Google
Leah's
it.
There's probably a bunch of Leahs
no,
in porn,
No, way
too.
More Adrianas. I would go Leah.
Would you?
Yep, I would definitely go Leah. And she's the princess and the leader of the galaxy. Which I just watched The Last Jedi on Netflix. I was stunned that Netflix actually had a good movie on. They never have movies other than some of the ones that they've been making themselves. Out of nowhere, I just look up and The Last Jedi was on, and I had been meaning to go see that forever. So that was pretty awesome. So I would go with Leah for sure.
So did we have a consensus?
She can be your princess. Yeah. We voted Leah.
Two out of three. Guys voted Leah. Nick said he didn't care. He went either one.
No, I like both names, but I officially picked Leah.
Go to Pornhub and see which one is less, Leah's or Adriana's, and then go with the one with less.
Why don't you do that, sir?
I mean, I can just pull up.
You definitely can do it tonight.
Just go to my history and do it.
Unreal. All right. Right now, I want to tell you about my good friends at Infuse Energy. I switched to Infuse Energy almost a year ago, and the money that I've saved on my energy bill over the last 12 months has been ridiculous. I mean, hundreds of dollars during the summer months per month on a bill that was just getting way too crazy for us has been manageable and better because of the people at Infuse Energy. And you know that the summer months are here. We see the temperatures. We know it is a scorcher out there. And with that, your bills are going to be on the rise. Well, attack before the companies that give you or provide your energy attack you with bad rates on a deal where you might not even know your deal expired. And when you find out it did, you also find out that they've been charging you the rate that they've wanted ever since it expired so they can make more money. Those are the kind of things that are never going to happen at Infuse Energy because they want to have your back 100% of the time, honest with you, upfront and communicative, therefore making sure that you guys never get screwed over, never get taken for a ride, and never end up being a victim just so they can make a buck. Josh is local. His staff is ready to help you. When you call, you're going to get a human being, not an automated system, and they're going to ask you as many questions as you ask them because they want to make sure they know when you use energy the most, when you use it the least. Is it for your business? Is it for your family? And what are you looking for so they can find the plan that fits? Sometimes, but not always, they'll find another company that has a better rate. They're even going to be honest and tell you when that happens because they want to earn your trust. What more can you ask for in an energy company? Seriously, just give them a call, 844-INFUSE2, 844-463-8732, or infuseenergy.com. You mention ESPN 97.5 right off the top. You get a $25 bill credit, and the process just gets going from there, where they make sure that you understand it's affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Infuse energy into your life.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, still knee-deep in hour number two of the big show. You heard the man, Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. Don't forget, 3 o'clock, if you have any kind of signal issues when you're driving around town, we add 94.1 Sports Map to the mix for a little bit of a duple simulcast.
Sorry, my buddy Connor Hogan tagged me on a video of, I can't really describe it on air.
I'd enjoy you trying, but...
It's a mechanical bull that is not the bull. It is a...
Slim Jim and the Twins, and it ain't so slim.
It's the male reproductive organ. Fully equipped, by the way. Fully equipped. Very lifelike looking. Detail. Lots of detail on this.
Good Lord.
Organ. And she, this woman is just riding it like a bull. And he just said, this is LeBron fans right here. Which, if you think about that all in context, totally makes sense.
Instead of Gillies, it would be Willies, because that's one big Willie she's riding.
And that's what, yes, exactly. You got it. You nailed it. Yeah. That's good stuff, Connor Hogan. All right, let's do this call, and then I've got some texts to give. So Michael wants to talk KD and the Warriors four-peat.
This ought to be exciting.
Michael, what's up?
What's up, guys? How y'all doing?
Very good.
What's up, man?
Good. It's a great show. I just wanted to, you know, ask y'all, with KD signing for two more years with the Warriors, as well as them supposedly going after some of these veterans like Tyreek Evans and Dwight Howard and, you know, whoever else, you know, if they can keep that kind of team intact, what's the likelihood of these guys four-peating?
I think it's really high. I think you've got four of the, well, at least three, what, top 10, top 15 players on that team, maybe four. And no other team could claim that, even if you got two of the top five and Kawhi and LeBron on the same team in L.A. next year or this year, if it happens. I still think, though, that KD did him a favor by taking a little less money and doing his thing. And there's just, they're deep, man. They're deep.
You know, KD's
stacked.
KD's left 15 on the table.
LeBron left 54 to get to L.A.
But that, 54 over the course of...
Yeah.
Yeah. But still
a lot of money.
$54 million is a lot of money. That's a year and a half of his pay that he just left on the table to go to L.A., which is, again, why, if for nothing else, you have to know there's other moves that he was told would happen.
Oh, and he knows that, too. But, yeah, look, I mean, look, and everything we just said, I mean, I know that Vegas, it's hard to argue, but I would bet that their odds will change before all is said and done when we get into the NBA season, because if the Lakers go to war with the team that they have right now, the roster they have right now, there's no way that team wins a championship.
Right. I might have a little bit less belief in the Warriors in the event the Lakers secure Kawhi. If they secure Kawhi, then
I still don't think so.
Not Klay next Thompson.
Year. I would have I more like belief in him.
Klay's going to be the first one to break up that.
Yeah, I can see
Super
that.
Four. He's going to go get paid somewhere else, so, and we'll see.
Here's the thing: I would say the biggest
Come
odds
to, the Rockets,
to stopping the four-peat of the Warriors is going to be what happens with the Rockets replacing Trevor Ariza, and what happens with the Warriors and what they do with their bench. It's going to be between. It's going to go.
You still think the Rockets are the second best team in the West?
I think right now, as it sits, I absolutely do. But depending on what happens with the Lakers, that could change. But we're forgetting now. We're one hamstring away from the Rockets not giving us any reason to discuss this topic, because the Warriors wouldn't have won back to back.
Yeah, that's a good point.
You know, if they can replace Trevor Ariza with a younger and at least equal player, which is a big challenge now, that would make me believe the Rockets still have at least a one-year window where they can compete for a title and they can give Golden State a run for their money. But if they can't, then are you saying Boston's and Philly and maybe, I don't know if Philly's ready yet. I mean, maybe Boston? Mm. I don't know.
I mean, certainly Boston has the highest odds, and it's also because they're in the East. Mm-hmm. They have the best chance of getting to the finals.
Easiest road there.
That's right. To get to the finals, and once you're there, who knows what could happen. And we all know it's
like,
happen.
So if Golden State improves their bench, because you and I were going back and forth on it this year and analyzing their bench hasn't been what it's been in the past. If Golden State adds Jamal Crawford, It's a pretty good add.
That's a good, yeah. That's some
if
good
you
depth.
Eliminate Nick Young and you add Jamal Crawford,
yeah.
Advantage Warriors.
Yeah. So. By the way, these Star Wars dorks are losing their mind because I said Leia and not Leia.
Oh, boy.
And Josh Rapp corrected me. Boom, yeah. Boom on Twitter corrected me. Yep. All Texting, No Tweeting, who now tweets and needs to change his name, corrected me. Let me try this a different way. It's Princess, I don't care how you say it. How about that? How about that? I don't care that I pronounce it wrong. It's a fake person. I don't care. Leia, whatever. You got it. You understood what the hell I was saying. Jeez.
Hey, man, people like their Star Wars. That movie series, there's a lot of respect for that
that's
movie.
That's like somebody going, it's Han, not Han. Who cares that much? Who cares?
Michael Carroll.
Honestly.
Jong.
Han or Han, Leia or Leia. You know what the hell I was talking about. What's the big deal?
Barry, most of them use their
goodness
hand.
Gracious. Han. It's not hand. There's no D.
I didn't put a D on it. Oh. I said most of them use their hand, not their
That
Han.
Is very accurate. All right, let's get through some of these texts. Some of them are mean and hateful.
Super.
I heard Charlie mention this, but how possible is it the Rockets get Kyle Korver? I don't have any idea. I'd have to look up his contract situation and all that.
Are the Rockets even interested in a guy like
oh,
that
they,
right
oh,
now?
The Rockets absolutely want more shooting. Love, that's why they wanted Redick.
They would absolutely love Kyle Korver.
Yeah, but don't think
no,
that.
No, I think they would love him and they might fit the system. Has there been any indicator that they have shown interest, like reports of Wilson Chandler and all these other guys that they've talked to? I've never seen
one
before.
Yeah, but these reports, I don't put any stock.
It just depends.
I mean, literally anyone could go to the internet and type something on Twitter and say, I got a friend and a source and this, and I'm a blogger, and I follow the Rockets. Hi, Kurtlow, and just put it out there for people to start retweeting.
Yeah, but the names like Wilson Chandler, that's coming from legit sources, though, legit media outlets. It's not just some
random
dude.
It's all no, it's coming from agents. Keep that in mind. A lot of these legit sources and media outlets, it's all agent-driven.
But don't think for a second that LeBron, who I mentioned this, an hour ago, that the Lakers need shooters? Don't think for a minute LeBron doesn't go, I trust Kyle Korver. Get that guy.
Go get him.
Yep.
He's got next year he makes $7.5 million, then he's partially guaranteed $3.4 million the following year, 2019-2020.
That's what I was going to say when you Daryl were addressing
Morrow,
it.
Daryl Morey would love that contract.
Kyle Korver for $7
kind
million?
Of shooter. Yeah.
Absolutely. And so would a lot of other teams. And everybody was watching Cleveland to see what LeBron did, because the minute LeBron went to L.A., they were like, fire sale. Let's go get in and get him whatever
dude
Cleveland wants to get rid of.
How about this? We were talking about Kevin Love and Cleveland. Would you even trade, to get out from under, because you know, if you look back at Brock Osweiler and his contract and what the Texans had to do to get out from under it, would you trade Eric Gordon, a first round pick, and Ryan Anderson for Kyle Korver?
No.
No.
No, you
really?
Wouldn't.
Yeah. No way.
No way.
I totally would to get out from under that Ryan Anderson contract, because then you can go sign somebody else.
You can still
else.
Buy him out. It's not that serious.
I don't know. You're still going to have some money, and Tillman Fertitta still has to pay luxury tax, even if you do that. All right. A couple more texts. That one's not good. Oh, here's a good one. Barry is a bitch. That's the whole text.
Text anytime. 7137. No, I'm just
joking. So I'm a bitch, but you text a show anonymously that you obviously don't like to let me know that. But yet, I'm the bitch. I'm here putting myself out for everyone. I'm on video. I'm on audio. You can hear me. You can follow me. You can tweet me. I'll read your hate text. I'm the bitch. All right. Sweet life you got going there, player. Sweet life.
Hide behind that keyboard, Chief.
Sweet life. For the love of God, this is from Justin. This is good. Listen up, listeners. For the love of God, stay off 610 northbound towards the Galleria. I've been at a dead stop for half an hour.
Ugh.
Yeah, so be careful.
That sucks.
Now, that might be gone now because that was a half hour ago. But it takes a while to get to the text. I'm sorry.
All right, let's move on. There's got to be a subject that we actually know something about that we can talk about, so we'll try and
since
find
we don't
that
know basketball,
next.
Yeah, apparently,
no
according
clue.
To one text. I mean, we've only got a guy that covers the Rockets all 81 home games, or all 41 home games, a guy that worked for him for 20 years, and I have NBA 2K18, so it's obvious. By the way, sorry, the cover for 2019, want to guess who's on the cover? NBA 2K2019?
Well, LeBron?
No, I saw
nope.
it, but
I forgot.
Yeah, well, that's
I'm okay with that. But what was the one at the NBA Awards that they debuted the other one that it's Embiid?
I don't know, but this just says Greek Freak Lance cover.
Because they showed Embiid was on the cover during the NBA Awards of another a different video game, maybe. I don't know which one it was.
I don't know.
Maybe it was Madden Basketball. I don't know. Could anyway, all right. We'll continue. Hey, 832 ending in 8170. Yeah, that's what you get when you're a complete idiot. So continue to go about your day. Look in the mirror and then let us break you down, because you should start first, because it'll get ugly if we do. The last hour of the show is coming around the corner. Don't go anywhere. We've got plenty more to get to. We're going to touch on some Astros and a whole bunch of other stuff. And if there's something on your mind you want to get off your chest, you can participate in the show too. Unless your phone number ends in 8170, then you can suck it, because we know who you are. We'll be back with more. It's the Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
Well, hello!
To call into the HR&P listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.